Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Unipetrol fourth quarter 2016 financial results conference call. I will now hand over to Robert Peha. Please, you may begin.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, everyone from Prague. Let me welcome you on our today's conference call dedicated to Unipetrol's fourth quarter 2016 financial results that has been published this morning. As usual, we will go through the presentation and then we open the floor for questions. The key speakers for today will be Mr. Miroslav Kastelík, the CFO of the Unipetrol.
Good afternoon.
And myself, Robert Pecha, the head of IR. So we may begin with the presentation, starting on slide number 4. With the macro environment, generally the macro environment slightly worsened year on year. Czech GDP growth slightly slowed down to the level of 1.9% year on year in the third quarter 2016. However, increase to 2.3% is estimated in the fourth quarter 2016. The crude oil price increased by 12% year on year to $49 per barrel. Refining model margin slightly decreased by 5% year-on-year to $4 per barrel, as well as petrochemical model margin decreased by 8% year-on-year, however maintained at a solid level of €767 per ton. We are happy to state that both steam cracker unit and the Karlovy refinery operations were restored in the fourth quarter, resulting in a significant increase in processed crude oil by 25% year-on-year to nearly 2 million tons. Consequently, the refining utilization ratio increased from 72% to 90% year-on-year, and refining sales volume remained stable at the level of 1.6 million tons as a result of a gradual offset of trading activities with our own production. Benzina continued increasing its market share up to 17.6%. The financial result shows profound increase in profitability year on year with EBITDA LIFO of 5.2 billion Czech crowns, which constitutes of 1.5 billion Czech crowns as a result of restored operation of the steam cracker unit and Karlovy refinery. The agreed next payment for steam cracker accident insurance claim of 1.8 billion Czech crowns and the reversal of impairment allowance of downstream segment asset of 1.9 billion Czech crowns. The net cash position decreased by 3.1 billion Czech crowns year on year, resulting from increased financing needs and working capital and capital spendings. On slide number we are giving a detailed analysis of the general macro environment. So as it was already said, the Czech GDP growth in the fourth quarter 2016 estimated at the solid level of 2.3%, with a further increase expected in the upcoming quarters, which is supported by increase in both business and consumer confidence in the Czech economy in the fourth quarter 2016. From the currency point of view, the Czech crown was stable against euro, slightly above the Czech National Bank targets of 27 Czech crowns per euro, as well as the Czech crown depreciated against US dollar to 25.64 Czech crowns to US dollar in December, and US dollar appreciated against euro to 1.05 US dollar to euro. Both diesel and gasoline consumption increased in the Czech Republic. In the fourth quarter, the diesel consumption increased by 1.7% and the gasoline consumption increased by 1.3% year-on-year. On slide number 7, we may continue with the downstream macro environment. The crude oil price continued to increase to $49 per barrel, which is 12% increase year-on-year. On the other hand, the Brent euro differential decreased by 19% year-on-year to $2.2 per barrel. Both margin refining and petrochemical margin decreased. The refining margin slightly decreased by 5% year-on-year to $4 per barrel, however improved significantly quarter-on-quarter. Petrochemical model margin further decreased by 8% year-on-year, however still maintained a very good level of €767 per ton. Now I will hand over word to Mr. Miroslav Kastelík, which will continue with the financial and the operational outlook.
Okay, thank you, Robert. So now let's move to slide nine, where we presented our financial results on the reported numbers. So starting from the revenue increased by 15% year-on-year, mainly driven by the higher petrochemical sales volume, thanks to the restored operation of the steam cracker and also due to the higher crude oil prices. When we take a look on the EBITDA in LIFO, there is much higher compared to the last quarter, 2015, by almost 4.4 billion Czech crowns. This number includes one non-cash item, which is 1.9 billion, and it's the reversal of the impairment allowances, which we created in the past, and it's a result of the carried out the impairment test. When we take a look at the net profit at the bottom line, net profit 4.2 billion, only for the fourth quarter, and when we take a look on the full year, there is a record high net profit at the level of 8 billion Czech crowns. Now, moving to next page, where we cleaning up the financial result by one-off items. This one-off items are mentioned on the footnote, both for the reported period as well for the comparative period, where we are mentioning the impairments which were done in the past, and also adjustment in the deferred taxes, plus the reversal of the impairment allowance during fourth quarter. So once we cleaned and adjusted those numbers, we end up with the very profound increase in adjusted EBITDA LIFO to the level of almost 3.3 billion. This increase by almost 2.5 billion. First of all, is the result of the agreed next payment for the steam cracker accident insurance claim at the level of 1.8, and comment regarding the estimated losses in fourth quarter. We estimated those losses for the business interruption at the level of 0.5 billion, and that's basically the amount which is not included in a financial result. This is just an estimation. So waiting for the confirmation from the insurers. When we take a look at EBITDA, regular accounting EBITDA, it's adjusted by LIFO effect positively by 542 million. When we take a look on the results from the financial operation, also positive 28 million. Adjusted net profit for the quarter 2.6 billion, and full year adjusted net profit 6.4 billion. Moving to next page, where we present the operating profitability by segments. The downstream segment contributed at the level of 3.1 billion in our operating adjusted operating results, EBITDA LIFO, and retail segment 246 million. When we take a look on the comparison how the each segment contributed in our results compared to the comparative period last year, we see that the almost 100% of the positive results are coming from the downstream segment. So year-on-year downstream segment improved by 2.5 billion Czech crowns. When we Move to next page. We have the analysis, variance analysis of the downstream segment. So starting from macro during fourth quarter, when we compare last year to fourth quarter 2015, we have unfavorable macro and negative impact at the level of $636 million, driven by slightly lower refining margins and lower petrochemical margins. When we take a look at volume, we see positive variance at the level of $277 million, driven by higher petrochemical sales volume, which coming from the steam cracker unit restart and restore of the full operation of the polymer units. We see stable sales volumes supported by the Kralupy refinery restart. And we take a look and the other already mentioned $1.8 billion is coming from the agreed next payment from insurer and reversal of the NRP provision at the level of $1 billion. Moving to the next page, where we commenting the downstream refining sub-segment, we noticed we delivered the sales volume at the stable year-on-year level at 1.6 million. However, it's worth to mentioned that compared to the previous previous quarter and the activities which we also had in the previous quarters, the trading activities was replaced by the sale of own production. When we take a look on the production KPIs, a much higher level of processed crude, almost 2 million tons compared to third quarter 2016. It's much higher after the restart of the Kralupy refinery and also utilizing the full Litvinov refinery after steam cracker unit restart. Consequently, the refining utilization increased to the level of 90%. When we take a look on the downstream petrochemical subsegment on the next page, sales volume significantly higher compared to the fourth quarter 2015. By 79%, of course, mainly this increase is coming from additional volume after taking over Spolana, which those products were not in our portfolio last year, as well as increase in polyethylene and polypropylene sales. Both products went up polyethylene by 13% year-on-year to the level of 36 kiloton and polypropylene up by 46% year-on-year to the level of 45. And from the KPI as a utilization ratio of the steam cracker, we see that finally we were able to utilize our steam cracker at the ratio of 69. Have to keep in mind that October was the month where we restarted this unit, so November and December we utilized at a very high ratio the steam cracker. Now moving to the retail segment, starting from the variance analysis, we had lower fuel margins, which negatively impacted our results by 123 million Czech crowns. However, the volume is going up, so it contributed compared to the comparable period by 57 million positively, and that's basically with the higher sales on our benzina station, as well additional stations after taking over part of the station from OMV. Also, the non-fuel sales are going up, so additional contribution at the level of 30 million is basically due to various promotions and newly opened 10 new stop cafe concepts on our station. So all in all, still the retail segment very positively contributes in our overall results. Now moving to slides, slide on page 17, where we're presenting the cash flow and net working capital. Starting from the operating cash flow, during fourth quarter we generated from the operation cash flow at the level of 3.5 billion. When we take a look on our investment activities, CapEx, almost CapEx spendings almost 1.8 billion. Other investing activities, which basically here we have the deposits of our foreign currencies through the cash border corporate cash pool, 2.6 billion. All in all, negative free cash flow at the level of almost 900 million Czech crowns. When we take a look on our net working capital, it's stable quarter on quarter at the level of 6.9. It's worth to mention that the accounts payable, we see a quite significant increase, 23 billion and 3.5 billion they are just payables for CapEx, which are going to be paid during first quarter 2017. Also worth to mention that our full year CapEx spendings was at the level of 10.8 billion Czech crowns. Moving to the financial gearing and the net cash position, already presented that the operating from the operation we generated 3.5 billion. When we take a look on those adjustments, mainly related to the agreed next payment with insurers, which is still in our receivables and is going to be received in the first quarter 2017, we have almost 1,345 million Czech crowns adjustment to this operating results. So all in all, the net debt decreased or net cash decreased by almost 900 million. When we take a look at it's on a safe level, almost 2.8 billion net cash level. When we take a look on the gearing, still negative, minus 6.6%. The net debt over EBITDA in LIFO indicator also negative, minus 0.3. And now moving to the operational outlook and the achievement in 2016, starting from the insurance claim processes. So as it was said, we are very happy and proud that both production plants are back to full operation. Comments regarding the insurance claim. So starting from steam cracker, our internal estimations for the claim for the accident claim is at the level of 14 billion. So 3.9 is just for the reparation, and 10.1 billion is related to the business interruption and lost profits. And also, when we take a look at FCC, you need 0.3 billion. It's the estimated repair cost, and 0.9 billion is estimated business profit loss. Summarizing, we recognize so far out of this total 15.2 billion, 7.9 billion through our profit and loss accounts. This 7.9 is related only to steam cracker claim, and we continue our discussion with insurers to find the final settlement during this year. Looking at our most important investment, the new polyethylene unit construction, during 2016 we spent almost 3 billion from our capex spendings just for this unit. The construction so far goes well. The foundation of natural line were built, the mixing silos were installed, and the management successfully coped with the issue following the break of services of the one of the major contractor of our OSBL part of the investment. Looking at the consolidation of the group, Unipetrol consolidated and merged to Unipetrol RPA the subsidiaries like Polymer Institute Brno, Benzina, Unipetrol Services, Unipetrol Rafinerie, Chemopetrol, and Česká Rafinerska. So all in all, we believe that this consolidated structure will help to simplify all the administrative procedure and streamline the intergroup processes, increase in competitiveness and operational excellence of the whole group. And the upcoming events, we are going to announce the new strategy of Unipetrol in March 2017, and the publication of the Unipetrol annual report, as we just announced, is going to be presented 15th of March 2017. And at the end, because always once we presented the fourth quarter is a good moment to summarize the whole 2016 year. So first of all, starting from the first bullet, the most important thing during 2016, we came back to the regular operation both for steam cracker unit and Kralup refinery in October. We completed the major consolidation which were planned during 2016. The polyethylene unit construction investment started and it's in good progress. When we take a look on the crude, so we signed the next REBCO crude oil deliveries, which guarantees us stable deliveries of the crude. The same we signed last year, the MERO contract, which securing the transportation of the crude oil. We acquire 100% capital of Spolana, which securing a stable offtake of the ethylene for the future. 20 filling station was already taken over from OMV. We are very proud having the higher and continuously increased market share of Benzina at the end of October. According to the statistical office, Benzina has 17.6% market share in Czech Republic. The dividend, 1 billion, was approved and paid to shareholders for the first time since, I think, seven or eight years. And also it's worth to highlight the full year. We had very high CapEx spendings at the level of 10.8 billion. Those money were invested in modernization and reconstruction of the production technologies, and we believe that those investments will be very solid base for the future profit generations and shareholders value. So that's it from my side.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mirko. So, that concludes our presentation. So operator, now you may open the Q&A session.
We will now start question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press zero one on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press zero one on your telephone keypad. We have a question from David Lamack, Riobanka. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Congratulations to great results for the fourth quarter and whole year. I have two questions. One regarding the P3 unit, if you can give us more color on the construction interruption you mentioned, and if you expect any delay unit launch, and if you still see total cost in projected amount 8.5 billion Czech crowns, or if you see it's gonna be less or more. And the second question, if you can confirm the announced insurance payments in amount of $70 million you announced in December, which is roughly 1.8 billion Czech crowns, is not included in the net debt position at the end of the year. Thank you.
Okay. So starting from the P3 unit launching, of course, once we had the insolvency of one of the major contractor for the OSBL part of the investment, there was a big effort from the management to mitigate the negative impact. So far, we're still keeping the promised launching deadline in the second half of 2018. And, of course, there are some certain issues related to that, so we are discussing this with the major contractor how to mitigate this delay, which was at the very initial, let's say, phase of the project and complicated the entire investment process. So far, it's too early to say whether there will be any impact with the higher CapEx spendings. We believe that it will be as if so, that would be as low as possible. And still the target is the second half of 2018, the launching of the P3 unit. The question regarding the $70 million agreed payment with insurers till the end of the year, we received $17.1 million. The rest is going to be, or I think it's already received during the January. So, $1.3 million, as it mentioned in the presentation, were kept in the receivables. So out of $1.8 million, $1.3 million, so $500 million we received, the rest is receivable at the end of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press zero one on your telephone keypad. If you wish to ask a question, please press zero one on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Tamás Pletser, Erste. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you for the presentation. Just got two questions. Can you tell us a little bit more about the current operating performance of the key units, especially the Litvínov refinery and the Litvínov petrochemical units? I mean, what percentage of utilization do we have on them at the moment? And also would like to ask you a little bit, like, kind of a summary, what is the insurance payments you expect to receive in the future? I mean, what you have received so far, what is your total claim, and what are your expectations we can, well, or you can receive for the future? Thank you very much.
Okay, so starting with the Litvínov, so all petrochemical units are utilized at the maximum capacity. So the steam cracker, the polyethylene, one polyethylene, two polypropylene, to some extent, also maybe there are some issues, technical issues with ammonia, but not a big impact. And the Litvínov refineries also continue to be at the almost full load in operation. Regarding the insurance payment, so out of total both, I'm referring to both claims. So our internal estimation is that both from the property damage and the business interruption, the total claim is 15.2. So far, we received 7.9. So the rest is 7.3. So this 7.3, it relates. So 7.9 was received only for the steam cracker claim. And we are quite close with the final agreement regarding the FCC unit. However, still, there are some of the issues which have to be clarified. Regarding steam cracker, it's more complicated case. Of course, there are many variables. The business interruptions, we calculate based on the our models. Of course, insurers has its own models. We have to right now verify those numbers. And also, there is an expectation from the insurers that, of course, we will have some betterments, having the new furnaces, which supposed to be deducted. We haven't included this in our estimation yet, and this is subject for the negotiation. And the rest, of course, there is the timeline, which have to be clarified between us and the insurers of the repair. So this is something which sounds much more complicated, and I think that it will take us a while. But I believe that, say, till the end of this year, we can clarify all those things. We have to have some measurement instruments, which will measure some of the parameters after the repair were done, and to check whether, you know, those expectation regarding the betterment is of new furnaces is according to assumptions of the insurers. So quite complicated process. I think that it will take us a while, and let's say it will be rather months, not weeks.
Well, okay, great. Thanks very much. So do I understand correctly then both FCC and steam cracker, you still have negotiations with the insurers?
Yeah, the process, we haven't submitted any final settlement yet. So still we are the stage where we are clarifying our position with the insurer's position. And we are in the continuous discussion. We have working teams which discuss all those issues which I mentioned. which I mentioned, and you know, those clarification is ongoing process.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from David Lamak, Fio Banka. Please go ahead.
I have one last question in relation to dividend. There have been already said some words on the dividend, and the CEO apparently in the media was quite optimistic in terms of the dividend paid for the last year profit. Is there any chance to give more hint whether the board will propose at least the same dividend amount as last year? And also, once you postpone the strategy presentation to March, is there any chance, if you could indicate a little bit more, if the long-term dividend policy would be linked to net profit numbers? Thank you.
Yeah, maybe it's too early to comment this, so let's wait till when we present our strategy. I think that during this meeting we will also present what is the management recommendation for the dividend payment. Our, of course, aim is to pay dividend, but everything is in hands of shareholders. Yeah, that's basically be patient and in March we will present our recommendation. I can only say that, of course, that we would like as a management, if there is any, and we see that from the cash perspective, possibility to pay dividend, that we constantly increase the dividend per mm-hmm. share payment.
Okay, thank you very much for
thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. To ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. As we have no other question, dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, thank you, operator. As there are no other questions, that concludes our conference call. Let me thank you for your participation and wish you a nice day.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.